Now, as we come to the 12th chapter of Ezekiel, I hope you have your Bible and we'll turn there. It'll make it more meaningful to you, and our notes will be of great value to you. Although in our notes we never go into a great deal of detail, that is such as we attempt to do here. Our study is not a verse-by-verse attempt to study the Bible. However, it gets down to that, and sometimes it becomes a word-by-word. But all we are attempting to do is get the great message of the Word of God as we move along through it. And also, not only its interpretation, but its application today to our own hearts and lives. Now, as we come here to the 12th chapter, we are coming to a new section, actually. And from chapters 12 through 19, here we have a section that can be labeled, Judgment is Imminent, but Not Believed by the People. Ezekiel now is going to speak to the house of Israel that is in captivity. And they are not going to believe him because he's told that here. And this section is a very interesting section. The important thing was not the reception of the word, but the proclamation of the word. And this man Ezekiel is to make sure that he's giving the word of God. And we find here actually five times in this chapter, and probably I should point that out to you, it would help you to organize and get this chapter before you. In verse 1 he says, "The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying," then in verse 8, "and in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me, saying," nice to get the word of God in the morning, by the way, then verse 17, "moreover the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," and then verse 21, "and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying," and again and finally in verse 26, here in this chapter, "again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying." Now, five times in this chapter. Now, don't you get the impression that this man Ezekiel is trying to tell those people and trying to tell us today that he's giving the word of the Lord, and he's giving nothing short of that. Now, he is also told this, that he's not only to give the word of God, but he's told the ones to whom he's given it. Of course, he was warned of this before, but God keeps reminding him of it because he may get discouraged. You know, it's so easy to do that.